Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Very pleased to have with us today a man who journeys up here a couple times a year when he can get away from all the economic development projects that he has to wade his way through. Robert D. Long, director of the Chester County Economic Development Department. And you've been a busy guy, Robert. You've been a busy guy.
Yes, sir. Delighted to be here. Yeah, we had a very busy 2022, and hopefully that's going to translate to some nice announcements in 2023.
Well, it's going to be tough to top 2022, I can tell you that. All right, before we get into that, tell everybody a little bit about your background, because it's quite extensive in economic development.
Oh, sure. Well, I said I'm pushing almost 30 years in economic development. I'm pretty fortunate. I started right out of grad school in economic development, so I've really never done anything but this profession and really did fall in love with it. And most of my career's been in South Carolina. I spent about 17, 18 years here in South Carolina. Went away to Atlanta for about a decade. Had a chance 2.5 years ago to come back to South Carolina, this opportunity here in Chester. And I will say Chester's at the right place at the right time. We are just seeing a ton of activity, both from an economic development perspective and then the residential growth that sort of eluded to us as a community for many, many decades. Those folks are knocking at our doors as well.
You know what? Let's take the easy one first, and that is the residential side. Mm-hmm. Tell me about this LGI Homes.
Sure.
And the Knightsbridge development. What's this all about?
So right now we currently have 5 developments that have been approved by County Council for their subdivisions. Of those, that's about 3,000 homes. Of those, the first one that's actually gone vertical with construction is LGI Homes. That's a development called Knightsbridge. So if you do a search for LGI Homes, Knightsbridge, you will find it. It is in the Richburg area, which is very close to Exit 65, Highway 9. Great location off of Highway 901. Their website went live second week of December. They had about 15 houses that were basically completed or almost completed before the website went live. And when the website did go live, all 15 of those homes were under contract in less than 2 weeks. And I think it really is they had it priced right. They had it priced in that $260,000 to $280,000 price point. That is a price point that you really cannot find in Rock Hill anymore. So if you price it right, I think folks will it'll sell like hotcakes.
Now, this development is located where on Highway 901?
It's off Highway 901, which is also called Edgeland Road. The development is just under 300 homes. It's like 297 homes, so it's not a big subdivision. But for us, it is our first of these wave of the growth that's headed our way. It is the first one to go vertical with construction.
And my guess is they're able to do this for two reasons. On scale, that they're doing 300 homes and not three. But most importantly, the cost of land is a lot more affordable down Chester County.
You are correct. Now, land prices have gone up, but you're right. I mean, I know more about the industrial price of land. Like industrial, $25,000 to $50,000 an acre. In some cases in Rock Hill and York County, you can add a one in front of that, right? And it's probably not that much dissimilar from the prime residential property. Our land cost is, at the moment, very affordable.
So the other developments, I guess you're guessing that they're going to get started here in 2023?
So the next one that's going to be behind that, so Knightsbridge is selling homes as we speak. The one that's behind that is called Walker's Mill. Lennar Homes is building that one. They are should be actually going vertical with construction this spring. So just in a few months, they are working very. You out there a lot of work's being done on the site. So and at the same time with Knightsbridge showing that there is indeed a market for homes if you price them right in Chester County. I have no doubt they're going to be trying to start the construction of those homes as quickly as possible. So just in a few months, we'll have two under construction, and we got three more. End of this year, early next year, before those houses start going vertical.
It would be very interesting to find out, and I know you don't know, those first 15 homes, were they sold to Chester County residents? Were they sold to York County residents, Lancaster County residents? You know, whoever?
I think a lot of this is folks that have, are and my guess is they're already here. They're, maybe they're in an apartment. They've been renting space. They're at a point in their lives that they have kids. They want to own a home. They want to build equity. And so my guess is a combination. Some of those folks are probably currently in Chester, but my guess is a lot of those are currently York County residents that's going to be moving. You know, we're just about 20 minutes further south. We're not that far away from the, in the grand scheme of things. And I think the big issue at the moment is, we're a bit of an unproven market up until now. Now we are a proven market that if you build it and you price it right, there is a very much a demand for that in Chester County.
Well, that's a good segue into what I think is driving the housing construction, and that's this six-letter word, five-letter word called Gallo.
Yes, sir.
Tell me where they are in this project.
Gallo is, we announced that project in June of 2021. They actually opened Phase 1A in October with the governor last year, just prior to the election. That Phase 1A is the regional distribution center. So that is where they'll be bringing in finished product from around the world. And Gallo is very much a global company. They'll be, a lot of that will be coming in through the port. A lot of that will be coming in by rail. So this is basically East Coast, east of the Mississippi. So this is an East Coast distribution hub for them. The next phase, which is getting ready to start, is manufacturing. So the manufacturing, and I think you and I have discussed before, is actually not wine. Phase one is actually vodka. So phase one is their New Amsterdam brand vodka, their flavored New Amsterdam vodka, and more importantly, their High Noon product, which is their hard seltzer made from their vodka. The High Noon product in particular has been a massive hit for Gallo, and they just cannot produce enough. Now, the difference is White Claw, you can buy in a grocery store that's made it from a malted alcohol, whereas the High Noon, which everybody says has a higher, nicer flavor profile, it is made from vodka. You can only buy it in a liquor store. But at the same time, you cannot find it. It's very difficult to find in volume at the moment. That will change. That'll be a big focus of Phase 1. They're ramping up and training right now. They're doing the test lines right now with the fill lines, with water now testing the lines. But production will start next month.
Really?
Yes, sir.
So the production facility is inside the same building where the distribution is?
So they're building about 1.5 million square feet. This is a massive facility, right? From end to end, it's about a mile long, right? This is a massive facility for anybody, let alone Gallo. So it is broken to segments. So one end of it is that regional distribution center. I believe, if memory serves, that's about 200,000 and 300,000 square feet. But then the rest of this is going to be manufacturing and fill lines. We're really excited about Gallo. They're already getting very involved in the community. They've joined both our chamber, the Lancaster County Chamber. Seem to have a lot of really good community engagement. And they seem like a fun company to work with. They have a really great social media presence. I'm sure that helps them in their talent attraction and recruitment. We're just really delighted for them. Because you got to remember, I started 2.5 years ago. My second day on the job was the first in-person visit with what became the Gallo project. It was called at the time Project Echo. So this has been my life for 2.5 years. This project, and for them to finally see the fruits of our labor basically the production of their products, it is just very professionally very gratifying for me.
I can remember when GT Tire was being constructed. I had a chance to go down there, and the manager at the time put me in his car and took me up to a little hill, and we looked over the million square foot, whatever it is, building. And literally, you can land a small airplane on top of that building. So what you're telling me is a building at least that size, if not bigger, that Gallo was building.
Yeah, and the other thing important about Gallo is that they acquired over 600 acres. They assembled. They have lots of room for growth and expansion. The phase one, 423 million, 496 jobs. Great project for any economic development community. But they have enough land to support about 7.5 million square feet. Now, that's decades in the making. That's not years in the making. They have big plans for Chester County and for South Carolina, and we're delighted that they selected Chester County.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, what a windfall. So right now they've employed roughly how many people?
I think the last time I talked to them, they were about 125 employees. My guess is that's going to be ramping up to more into 170 by the end of the spring as they start ramping up production.
So the total build-out, as you know it exists now, is what, another 5 years?
So it's a seven-year build-out.
Seven-year build-out.
Yeah,
okay.
So their commitment to South Carolina and to Chester County is for the $423,496,000, that's a seven-year build-out.
$423 million.
And, yeah, 496 jobs.
Mm-hmm. 496 jobs, and that's a seven.
And as a side note, they are right on track with where they their commitments to South Carolina right now.
And this is, I mean, so people understand, Gallo is located out there on the left coast, and this is their only other facility?
Yes, sir. And as a side note, I had a chance a year ago, so January of last year, I actually got to go visit them in Modesto, California. They were a very gracious host. They have only about less than 300 acres for their main production location in there. They have no room to grow. They have built out every square inch of that, you know, site they have in Modesto, California. So, you know, as you know, new product demand comes, new product types come. You know, consumers are fickle, and what's hot today may not be hot in 5 years, right? There's a high likelihood that will come to Chester County because, you know, we have the ability to grow and expand. California would, basically you cannot grow and expand more out there. Now, the one thing I will also say what's really nice about Gallo is I really do look at them as sort of a stabilizing force to our local labor market in that everybody's using the R word right now. We're headed towards a recession, right? How long, how deep, but most professionals think we are headed towards a recession this year. They're one of the few industries that's basically recession-proof. Good times, bad times, people drink. Now, what they drink, in fact, during certain recessions, their business may go up, right, if it's a really bad recession, right? So it is nice as a stabilizing force because, for example, we have quite a few companies that are tied to the housing market. And depending on how deep the recession is, if that trickles down to the companies that make housing, building materials, it's nice to know that we may have a company that's still hiring when other companies are slowing down their growth, right? It is very much a nice stabilizing force to our community.
Well, right you are. It's really something. So we live in a time where it's tough to find people to work. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the job is. Have they been experiencing any of those problems?
So this is a project that is what you call a Radius C project. So this, when you have a project, you know, it's a discretionary incentive that the South Carolina Department of Commerce offers to a special project. And typically it's over 100 jobs that they will help you with recruitment. They'll help build out the training program. They'll help screen those candidates. And they'll do the training all pre-employment before at the end of that process, Gallo has the ability to offer those folks a jobs. In this particular case, they've done a really good job. They haven't had any issues finding the talent. I will very much applaud Gallo. They have a really good social media presence. And I'm always amazed by so many companies that talk about they're having difficulty finding talent, and then you look at their social media presence. And if you're trying to hire 20-somethings, right, or 30-something-year-olds, you got to have a social media presence that makes you look like you are an attractive place for those folks to want to work. Gallo has a really great presence, and that goes hand-in-hand with what Radius C is doing for them right now. And so far, they've been pretty complimentary of the quantity and the quality of the candidates that they have come to them.
And it's as big as they are, it's still a family-owned company.
Yes, a lot of folks do not realize. Yeah, it is still a family-owned, privately held company. It's in the G3, Generation 3. That's the third generation. Gallo, Ernest Gallo, he is the grandson of the original founder of the company. And it is, now that being said, the one thing interesting when you go out to Modesto is they do a lot to give back to the local community. They do it on the kind of the down low, on the really low key. Right. But they do really much give back to the local community. So I know locally there's quite a few charities that have reached out to them about supporting, and they're already very much engaged in trying to support those local charities.
Well, that's good to hear. Wow. So it's all green lights for Gallo.
Everything is good with Gallo right now. And like I said, doesn't matter, recession, non-recession, it's going to be, they're unscathed. They will continue to grow on their current plans.
And one of the reasons they selected the site, number one, they could get the acreage, mm-hmm. and the people who own the property were willing to sell it to them. But it also has rail access.
So I tell people there are three areas where, as a community, we shine, and the more boxes you check, the more Chester makes sense. One is large sites. We have over a dozen large certified sites. Where some communities struggle to find 100-acre site, we have lots of 100-acre sites. We have multiple 300-acre sites. We have multiple 500-acre sites. So that is one. One is a vestige of what was the textiles with Springs Industry. You have the LDC Short Line Railroad. It's been sold off the Gulf in Ohio. But what makes it unique is they connect to both Norfolk Southern, NCSX, and Chester County. And therefore, they offer dual rail service. That is a pretty unique attribute in the Carolinas. Now, that being said, only about 10% of statewide projects need rail. But if you do, why wouldn't you want to have Norfolk Southern and CSX compete for your business? Right. And what we find is they typically are able to negotiate rates 20 to 30% lower because of they have that dual rail access. And then, like with Gallo, I think what helps to close the deal with Gallo is the gas. We have one of only five gas authorities in the state of South Carolina. Same thing for large gas loads. If you have furnaces, you have ovens or something that's going to be running 24/7 heavy gas loads, you're able to negotiate rates 20 to 30% lower than you could with the the other gas providers in the state of South Carolina. And Gallo, it's not a part of their current plans, long-term plans, that they do envision a glass plant here that would be making the actual wine bottles. So although phase one is focused on vodka, wine is coming. That'll come in future phases, and part of that would be making glass bottles to support that. And as you can imagine, with furnaces, heavy gas loads. And so we're just very fortunate. Very much an industrial community. The textiles are gone, but the manufacturing's done. Yeah. Is still there. We have done a really good job diversifying our economy. So really, you can look at us right now. We got metals, woods, rubbers, plastics, chemicals, and now we have with Gallo this emerging food and beverage sector. Now that being said, we had an uptick in activity from food and beverage earlier last year. They were about 20% of our projects at one time. That's kind of slowed that down at the moment. It's less than 10% at the moment, but I call it the Gallo stamp of approval. When you have a company like Gallo that has selected Chester, it's going to make other folks in the food and beverage industry take notice of, hey, if they selected Chester, maybe we could, should consider Chester. And same thing, food and beverage, they tend to check those three boxes I mentioned earlier. They tend to need large site, they tend to need rail, and they tend to need gas.
Well, I think you're right. And we can't understate the fact you got a great big river there, and they need lots of water.
Oh, sure.
And we got it.
Oh, sure. And the one thing, it's not part of their short-term plans, long-term plans. Gallo does have a plan for a tasting room on the Catawba River, and I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a few years out because, obviously, their goal right now is to get their production up and running. But I'm looking forward to that because I think that can be a springboard. It's really going to become a tourist attraction. That could bring in thousands of tourists to Chester, and then you couple that with the Whitewater that's going to be opening their season for the first time in March. That can go hand-in-hand.
Absolutely. All right, enough of Gallo. We got to take ourselves a break and remind everybody that you're listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Green's Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice. For conservative investors, you can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, you remember what to do here, Robert. We have fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. The magical formula for doing it is in the white letters, and we're all going to say it together at the count of three. Are we ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
The food, the number 19 is the best.
When I want lunch, I come to Substation 2 because I can't remember never not coming here.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Now open, the new Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Featuring personalized and comprehensive obstetrical services, 24/7 emergency care, and skilled surgeons who know the importance of getting to know you and your family. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, providing care for the Fort Mill community by your local community. Care that feels like home, close to home. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/Fort Mill.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is more about property, it's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Founders knows you must use your best money-saving strategies to reach your full financial potential, including finding the best interest rates on your credit cards. In our current economy, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why Founders offers low balance transfer rates on all their credit cards. Get the most out of your credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to apply and save today. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food's really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, as we continue our discussion on Straight Talk for this Friday the 13th with Robert DeLong, who is the director of Chester County's Economic Development Department. And if you missed... No bad luck today, no. As a matter of fact, it was a fire hose of information that Robert gave us the first part of the show.
I am a fast talker.
That's all right. It's a lot of good stuff, and it's all good, as a matter of fact. Go back and listen if you missed it, and you're just tuning in now. All right. So we talked about housing, affordable, actually,
affordable, but yeah, it's sub $300,000 homes.
Right, brand new.
Yes.
Brand new stock, right on 901. You got the first batch is already sold out, but they got hundreds and hundreds more
coming. Several hundred more coming, yes, sir.
Good, good, good. So besides Gallo, which obviously is dominating a lot of your economic development picture right now, they are, as you pointed out, a big calling card for the rest of the world to come see why Gallo came to Chester County.
Yes, sir.
What kinds of other things are knocking on the door right now?
So when I look back at years before myself, typically for us, we're a small county. 60 projects was about what we average. We average about 60 economic development. For us, a project is a chance for capital investment or jobs in Chester County. All right. 2 years ago, we hit 101 projects. That was in 2021. I thought it was a fluke, and I thought there's no way we're going to hit 100 projects again this last year, 2022. And we actually had another record year. We had logged in 109 projects. So you got to remember, it's just me, an assistant director, who was my project manager. We promoted him, Chris Phillips, and then an admin. That's it. Our issue is not lack of project. Our issues is bandwidth and giving these projects the attention they deserve at times, because we have so many balls in the air. So at any given time, Chris and I each run about 30 active projects in some stage of their decision making process, and oftentimes it's whoever needs our attention at the moment gets our attention, because we are so small. That being said, the one thing I really think it has to do with our marketing. Of the 109 projects, over 20% of our projects were direct leads from the South Carolina Department of Commerce. That has never happened before. And then you couple that with the fact that we had a record number of projects. That is pretty outstanding, particularly when you're looking at this is only a year after the Gallo project. That was a South Carolina Department of Commerce-driven project. And I think that goes through our marketing efforts, mine as well as Chris's, being out and about. I tell people if we're doing our job right, we're out of the office half the time, because we're going to meetings, we're going to conferences, we're going to trade shows, and everywhere we're going, we're telling that story about Chester County and those areas where we shine as a community. And I think it does really did translate to some great uptick in activity from the South Carolina Department of Commerce. And the other thing I will say is I call it the rise of the EV project. So 2022, we had over 15 projects that went through the doors that exceeded $1 billion in capital investment. Every single one of them was EV related. Now, you got to remember, every major OEM, automotive manufacturer, GM, Ford, you go down the list, Dodge, and all the other ones, they've all have committed to phasing out the internal combustion engine and replacing that with electric vehicles. The only way you can do that and meet those deadlines that they've self-imposed is there's got to be a massive infrastructure from top to bottom for the supply chain. So the battery ones have made a lot of a lot of headlines. You've had two big battery projects announced, one in Florence, one in Berkeley County. Both those more than the $2 billion projects. But you got to remember the entire supply chain. So for every other than the tires and the brakes and certain things like that, every part of the EV is different than a traditional internal combustion engine. I guess the good news for us, they tend to need large sites. They tend to need rail. They tend to need gas. Those areas that we shine as a community. Many of these projects also tend to be very, particularly gas and electric. They tend to need very heavy electric loads. And having a site, and we got several that can support 100 megawatt load, 200 megawatt load, and more. You grow. You have to develop those sorts of sites, and we've done a really good job. My predecessor, Carlisa Parker-Dean, and then Jeff Burgess. We have more than a dozen certified sites that I walked into, right? And that allows us to be competitive when these opportunities do arise. And for us, I tell people 300 is a great batting average. If we bat 150, it's a great year, right? And if we bat 100, it can be a great year, depending on what that project that we are able to announce.
So you've had 15 or so inquiries,
yes,
about doing some kind of electric vehicle parts project in Chester County.
And of those, we still got quite a few of those that are still very much active, various stages of their decision-making process, and we're hoping that we can. We've come up the bridesmaid several times for some of these projects. We're hoping that we can finally be the bride and have something really nice to announce in sometime this year.
I'm sensing that you're close, but you're not across the home plate yet.
I can't say anything further.
Okay. So if this came about, if one of these came about, it could produce what kind of investment, what kind of job opportunity?
They tend to be very capital intensive. And then we've seen this really across the board. Struggles with talent and worker availability actually predates COVID. It was exacerbated by COVID, but it really predates that. And so what we've seen is projects that, a few years ago, it had been a $100 million project. Today, are $300 million, and they have less jobs. So, instead of $100 million and, say, 300 jobs, it's $300 million and 100 jobs.
Right.
A lot of companies are really investing in technology, trying to reduce their headcounts because, it's hard enough to recruit 100 people, let alone, say, 300 people, whatever the number that the project needs. And that's great for us because part of what we want to do is we want to grow the tax base of Chester County,
sure,
right? And we want that capital investment. Now, the positive is these projects tend to have fewer jobs than they would have, say, a decade ago. However, the skill level and the wages associated with jobs that remain tend to be much higher.
Right.
And that's trying to drive up wages because at the end of the day, manufacturing, sort of gets a bad rap at times. But if you look right now, they pay very well. And my wife works in manufacturing. She actually works for a worker in one of our local plants currently.
Well, we've run out of time. I wish I had an hour with you because there's a lot more to talk about.
Sure.
Keep up the good work, Robert. We'll get you back down here in another 3 or 4 months and see where you're doing.
Sure.
Robert Long, the head of the Chester County Economic Development Department, our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relaxed here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. One more time, what we do here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, is make everybody happy with a big smile on their face after they get a fresh sub or a fresh salad. And the way that comes about every day is in these three little words, now about 10 little words, that are pretty simple to say. Are we ready? 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio Monday. Bye.